Resolving capacity imbalances. In an ideal situation, the master production schedule, MPS, is not overstated. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an overstated master production schedule as a schedule that includes either past due quantities or quantities with loads that are greater than the current capacity and material availability allows. An overstated master production schedule, MPS, should be modified into a feasible schedule before running material requirements planning, MRP. The MPS is equal to the production plan. There are no past due orders, and capacity is available to meet the MPS's load requirements. If the required capacity or load exceeds the available capacity for any critical resources, the master planner can either find ways to increase capacity or revise plans. If there is available capacity in other periods, the load might be rebalanced. If overtime, shifting workers to other tasks, hiring part-time workers, or subcontracting is not sufficient or economical, the master planner may need to negotiate with sales and marketing to get them to use demand management to shift demand, such as by changing the timing of a promotion and using other options. Once the planner has devised a workable master production schedule, it is published and is used in material requirements planning. Exhibit 4-63 shows a rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, calculation example for Critical Resource Work Center 1226, which processes products 1 through 3. The first part of the exhibit is the MPS for a particular period, a period of time that is still far enough out from production to allow some replanning. Note that the relevant data from the bill of resources and the resource profile are displayed in standard hours. The overload slash underload can be seen in the last row of the RCCP report table. It is important to know the over and underloads before implementing the MPS, as these provide the master schedule with a knowledge of the achievability of the production plan and the MPS as disaggregated. Exhibit 4-63. RCCP example. The solution in this example can be arranged graphically to show the relationship between available capacity and the adjusted total load on work center hours. Exhibit 4-64 displays the load profile for the example from Exhibit 4-63. Exhibit 4-64. Load profile. When examining this graphic, important items to note include the following. The orders within this range of weeks have the status of released orders. There is an overload in weeks 32 and 33 and underload or uncommitted capacity in weeks 34 and 35. The load in weeks 32 to 35 results from firm planned orders that the master scheduler has allowed as well as orders that have already been released. A firm planned order prevents the system from automatically rescheduling an order, and some systems require all orders to be firmed up at the point where changes would have adverse schedule and cost impact. Some uncommitted capacity exists in weeks 34 and 35, and we can assume that it will be consumed by orders later. There is a problem with the MPS, and iterative steps need to be taken to resolve the overload on Work Center 1226 and other critical work centers in the product routing. Only then will the MPS be workable. In the example, the adjusted load on the work center in periods 32 to 35 shows an overall net underload despite the overloads in periods 32 and 33. This may indicate that a workable solution exists. A master scheduler might even be tempted to just reschedule some orders in weeks 34 and 35 to make room for the overload in weeks 32 and 33. The master scheduler works with sales to decide if and which customers' orders can be rescheduled or delayed. Finding the right solution also might include temporarily increasing or decreasing capacity and not allowing any more master scheduled items into overloaded periods. A key concept is that the types of change actions required to adjust the master schedule should not be unexpected. When the rough cut capacity plan identifies situations that are not as easy to fix, here are some actions focused specifically on the MPS. Modify MPS dates and quantities. Communicate with customers on delivery flexibility. Change available capacity. Actions can also be taken apart from the MPS. Shift demand to other products. Consider revisions to the production plan. Increase sales through promotions. Exhibit 4-65 traces the changes made in the MPS to a revised RCCP report. It assumes that the master scheduler and sales were able to work with customers to reschedule order due dates. Exhibit 4-65. Revised MPS and RCCP report. As the exhibit shows, load is now within the capacity available in weeks 32 to 35. All weeks show a slight underload. The changes made to the MPS to balance load with available capacity include 19 units of product, one originally scheduled in each of weeks 32 and 33, have been set back to week 34. There are 38 units of product 2 that have been set back 1 week to week 35.